You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. Google just announced a slew of new policies to make its products safer for young users. Facebook did the same just last month. Both say they will restrict targeted advertising aimed at kids and teens, though in slightly different ways. They're turning more protective features on by default, like setting kids' Instagram or YouTube accounts to private and turning off autoplay. Google says it will get rid of, quote, overly commercial content from YouTube Kids. It will also remove images from its search results of users under 18 if they ask. Ariel Fox Johnson is senior counsel for global policy at Common Sense Media. She says there's been growing concern about the particular ways these technologies could harm children.
Children and teens are uniquely vulnerable to advertising. They can't identify advertising if they're really young. They can be particularly vulnerable to host selling, so unboxing or a beloved character kind of pushing a product on them. Common Sense research showed that almost half of videos viewed by children 8 and under featured promoted products for children to buy. Like, we have yet to see how Google will start to get rid of these or define these overly commercial videos, but there's clearly room to act there. Another harm that these changes, I would hope, are trying to address are privacy harms. You know, kids are getting labeled and limited. Kids are getting put into specific filtered experiences from very early ages. And generally, we try to encourage kids to learn and explore and grow. And that's not something that we're always letting them do online these days.
Why do you think we're seeing these kinds of changes popping up right now?
I think the companies see the writing on the wall. We know that in the UK, the age-appropriate design code is going to be enforced starting next month. We also, in the US, while we don't see laws being passed, we see both Republicans and Democrats in Congress introducing updates to COPPA that cover teens, that prohibit behavioral ads to young people. These are all things that policymakers abroad are starting to act on and policymakers in the U.S. are starting to build consensus on. If Congress can't pass, you know, a comprehensive privacy law this year, well, maybe it can do something on kids or teens. I think companies are trying to start to get in front of that.
During the pandemic, so many parents have had to lean on technology, you know, maybe even more heavily than they already were. Do you have any advice for them around these issues?
I have a lot of sympathy for these parents. As a mother of two kids myself who now spend more time on devices than I would like, I think it's important for parents to sit down with kids and see what they're doing on their devices. What apps are they using? What games do they like to play? You know, kids are getting nudged into features that create sort of constant attention and constant viewing, which is not healthy and not a healthy balance for kids and families.
Ariel Fox Johnson is at Common Sense Media. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.